You're listening to SBS News.
The Prime Minister has reiterated his support for a controversial bill, spearheaded by Liberal backbencher Claire Chandler and Scott Morrison's hand-picked candidate for Warringah, Catherine Deeves. The legislation would make it easier for sporting organisations to exclude trans women from playing in competitive women's sports. Scott Morrison says it's an important issue.
I welcome Catherine Deeves' selection and I was very pleased to play a role in that. I think she's raised very important issues and I think Claire Chandler has also been very outspoken and brave on these issues and I share their views. And we have more to say about that at another time.
But Equality Australia CEO Anna Brown says it's disappointing the Prime Minister is politicising the issue.
We need our politicians to stop using trans people as political footballs. We need our politicians, our political leaders, to really stand up and show their support for our community and stop saying these hurtful, really damaging things about some really vulnerable people.
The Prime Minister made similar comments in support of Claire Chandler during a press conference in February in Tasmania. But it's caused some controversy within the party, with Tasmanian Liberal MP Bridget Archer previously calling for the bill to be discarded. Claire Chandler introduced legislation before Parliament during the debate of the Religious Discrimination Bill in February this year. Five coalition MPs crossed the floor to support amendments to the Religious Discrimination Bill, protecting trans students from being expelled at religious schools. Bridget Archer was one of those five and is also the member for the ultra-marginal seat Bass. In February, during debate in the House, she said this.
I cannot support this bill. It's not okay to be cruel, offensive or humiliating just because you can say it with conviction or point to a religious text to back it up.
The legislation ultimately wasn't passed, but Anna Brown says the debate over trans students was damaging for many young people.
It's really deeply hurtful to hear our political leaders single out vulnerable people, trans and gender diverse people. What we need is leadership from our government and from our political leaders.
These aren't the only anti-trans comments around politics this year. In a questionnaire by the Daily Telegraph last month, opposition leader Anthony Albanese answered no when asked if men could have babies. Ms Brown says whether intentional or not, the answer was disappointing.
There is a way of answering that question, which is acknowledging that in the most part, of course, it's mainly women that have babies, but some men do. Trans men can and do have babies, and to completely erase them from the conversation is pretty hurtful.
A survey by Equality Australia of more than 5,000 LGBTIQ plus voters found a third of those were either undecided or considering changing their vote. The top two issues for the respondents are climate change and LGBTIQ plus issues. Equality Australia estimates LGBTIQ plus voters represent around 5% of people enrolled to vote. That includes Kate Toyer, a trans woman who lives in Batemans Bay in the marginal New South Wales seat of Gilmore. She's still considering where her vote will go. She says she's known Liberal candidate and former State Cabinet Minister Andrew Constance for 20 years and voted for him at the previous state election. But this year she won't support him at the ballot box.
I think he did some amazing, incredible work, particularly after the 2019-2020 bushfires, and was an incredible member for Bega. I just can't vote for him when there is a leader of the party who has put legislation after legislation that has fought and sort of sought to erode the rights of trans communities.
She says she's tired of politicians talking about trans people rather than dealing with the real issues.
Trans people and trans communities are just sick and tired of being talked about and debated about without us ever really being involved. You know, I don't think there's any doubt that it's upsetting and it's kind of anxiety-inducing.
Krishani Danji, SBS News.